Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Father's Day was yesterday, but I feel like we ought to give dads a little more attention. Maybe that's because I am. Maybe it's very convenient because I am a dad of note, according to my children, which is kind of a good feeling. Is there a more important role that a man can play in terms of this life? And my question is answered. I ask the questions. Normally, it's not a good idea to answer your own question. My mother always said to me, don't ask a question or answer a question with another question. So I won't answer with another question. I will tell you that I find being a father the most important role, and kind of it always has been. I've had a lot of important roles, great roles, interesting roles, fun roles, compelling roles in my life. But being a father is on the top
definitely
of the heap.
Definitely up there, I'm sure.
Well, it's the top of the heap as far as I'm concerned. Those two children who are now adults with their own children have had, it's interesting because we always talk about having influence on our children. I think my children have influenced me. They'll tell you that I've influenced them much more than their mother and I influence them more than anything else, even though they've had a lot of great and positive influences and some negative ones too in their lives. But they hang their hat on their relationship because the mother's gone. So they hang their hat on that relationship, parenting relationship on me. And so I am my both of them, as you can imagine, were calling yesterday. And, of course, part of the conversation is having their children there as well, because that's, you know, that's just the extension. And so Megan made a big deal out of why I didn't get my Father's Day card from her. She always sends these really creative, really, she goes out of her way. And that's how little things like that is how you know what your children think. She goes way out of her way always to find some clever message that she'll either create on her own. But she's still a great believer in cards. Whereas my son, I think when he was a little boy, he used to make cards. But I don't think my father, well, that's not true. My son has sent me some cards over the years, depending on what it was. But is it the card that matters? Is it the call that matters? Or is it just being that matters? I ask that of fathers who are living and breathing examples of perhaps rich, really strong, compelling connections to the roots of your life, the roots of life, because you haven't got children without a father. At least you need that component that comes from the dad. And if you're really good at it, you keep yourselves in a position where you really, you're making the day something that is of service to your children. And an interesting example of that, I thought, was this story that we came across from Florida, Jay. Jay Kirshner, by the way, Doug Steffen on the day after Father's Day. It's June 19th, and Juneteenth is also something else that is in a focus today, so I get to that. But I just kind of wanted to wrap up the stories that just grabbed me. And so this is from Dustin, Florida, on the Panhandle. This Florida family adopting six children. They are all brothers and sisters between the ages of 3 and 11 who were living in foster homes before these two folks entered the picture. Dustin and Daniel Johnson were the people who have, in a manner of speaking, they described it as instantly falling in love with the children, but the moment they saw them and heard the story, now after having gone through the matching process, the adoption process, they have their first Father's Day. Their story began 6 years ago when the two of them agreed to pursue adoption. Couple saw a need within their community. This Dustin, if you don't know, is on that, as I said, the panhandle, not that far from Tampa Bay, really. Dustin said, "We knew we wanted a sibling group because they're harder to place. We're starting from scratch, so we're now open to have that experience." They told the adoption specialist that they were willing to adopt as many as six children.
The adoption specialist was like, "Okay, well, how serious are you about that six number?"
Uh-huh.
Because there are six siblings.
Right. And they have a Suburban, so they can fit them in the back of the Suburban, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and siblings don't often get to stay together during adoption. The adoption process, not everybody is open or even has the available resources to adopt siblings together.
Sure.
But they did, and they were able to keep all six siblings together. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great story. Great, great story. So that's one of the things. That's one of the things about Father's Day, that you can carry Father's Day 2023 with you. Here's something else that I found interesting in terms of one of the father-son relationships that is most in focus around the world, and that's the relationship between King Charles and Prince Harry. There certainly is a distance between the two of them because of any number of things, depending on who you talk to. But it was kind of sweet because the king shared a throwback photo with him and the sons, both William and Henry, as Father's Day started in England. His wish was the fathers everywhere that you have a special Father's Day. And there was a slideshow of sorts, including images of Charles with his father, that is Prince Philip, who died a couple of years ago, and his wife, the Queen, what's-her-face, Camilla, with her father. And the photo of the head royal with his sons is poignant, though, if you look at it. It was taken on August the 16th, 1997. That was 2 weeks before Princess Diana died. They were on holiday up in Scotland. They were due to meet up with their mother on August 31st, the day she was killed by the paparazzi. I say that because
that's
what happened. Yeah, right. Yep. So it's been a rocky time. Certainly, Charles and the relationship he had with Camilla was one that started it all. And then after that,
well, it technically started before he got with Diana. There's a whole storied past with them.
Yeah, it's not a great, it's not a great one. That's for sure.
But and definitely going back to the original part of the story where the king honored still like both of his sons. I think people forget, even though Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, whatever, left the quote unquote the firm, left the royal life. He didn't leave his family. May be a rift. There may be some tension. But you could tell that there is still love there. There's brotherly love. There's love for his father. Father has love for his sons.
Yep.
Still remains.
Yep, it sure does. Think about all the different kinds. Bringing all of this up brings us around to understanding or thinking about the different types of dads, the different characteristics of fathers. And I think that most of us hopefully know what our fathers are all about or have been all about. Did they love sports? My father certainly did. Did they keep to themselves? Did they love the fact that they had the children that they did? Was your father a social magnet? Was he power-driven? Was he service-minded? I guess that's the question for you to think about. Maybe you did yesterday, your dad's central characteristics, and how some dads are workaholics. Some dads, everybody's different, men and women. And so hopefully your dad radar was working yesterday and you avoided your father's pet peeves? Because there are those, right? Things that you can do together. I remember some of the precious moments that I did share with my father, because we didn't have a lot of things in common. But there were things that we did. He took me around one Sunday to the places that were important to him as he was growing up. And that was a big step for him. I was a teenager at the time. And we had a conversation about the things that I didn't... Some of the things I learned about him, I didn't learn from him. Do you know what I mean? It was just... It was mother, his aunt, who was my great aunt, told us, shared a lot with us. My father was no couch potato. I hope yours isn't either. It's really kind of a neat thing. Also, when your father is helpful to others, that's what we were just talking about there in terms of the things that you know make a difference. So, if your father was a workaholic, have you had a hard time beginning a conversation? What would he like to discuss? You know, maybe you approach him with, "Dad, do you have a few minutes?" And if he's busy, he might not pay attention to you at that point in time. But maybe, you know, you want to have your father, and maybe this goes for any relationship, Jay, undivided attention when you're trying to talk with people about things that matter. Undivided attention.
Yeah, taking moments here and there to just really connect, not have distractions like devices or anything like that.
Yeah. All right, may I have your undivided attention to talk about something that has been very important to me over the past 7-8 years, that is telling you the story of healthy weight loss. Summertime. Matter of fact, this week we have the summer solstice starting to go. A lot of people, I've seen some pictures of a lot of friends of mine who have been in the water and enjoying it, except there's a little extra, you know what, around their middle. They don't feel good about it. They don't like it. They want to do something about it. So do what literally millions of other people have done. Let's get on the bandwagon for Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You'll get back to feeling good. You'll lose the weight. You can see the motivation by going to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. That's the website for Calitren. Use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out. Save a lot of money and free shipping. But the important thing is it'll work. Calitren at toploss.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program on Monday, sort of a holiday, known as Monday holidays, the 19th of June. That means we're 2 days away from the beginning of summertime. First full day of summer is the 22nd. So 19th is today, the 20th is Tuesday, 20th, yeah, so Thursday, I got it. I can figure that out all by myself, Jay. How about that?
Woo-ha. Nicely done.
All right, so now it's social media time. What is trending on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter? Those places that we love to not like so much. A story about Quincy Jones, who's one of the most important people in the modern era as far as music is concerned. All kinds of things he's created. And apparently he had... This reminds me of sort of the story that has still gone unrequited in terms of what happened to Jamie Foxx. But now we know what happened to Quincy Jones, who over the weekend was taken to the hospital. We'll talk about that right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You probably don't remember this theme, even though it was an important part of one of the most important movies of the modern era. The Color Purple, the connection of Quincy Jones to that, and Oprah Winfrey, and so many other black actors. Isn't appropriate for us to discuss that on June 19th, I think, Jay, as much as anything else, a connection here to the story of emancipation, which is what today's story is in terms of the 19th. So that's not connected necessarily to the reality of Quincy Jones' problem of having been taken to the hospital. Apparently he just had a bad reaction to some food.
Yeah.
But because when you look at his medical history, though, he had, back in the 70s, a brain aneurysm that almost killed him. He had a couple of operations after that. He's got six steel pins in his head.
Yes, and apparently he had two brain aneurysms. Another one at an undetermined time, undisclosed time, I guess. He had talked about that in his 2018 documentary. So because of his health issues, of course, you just want to take that abundance of caution.
Take care. Yeah, but it gives you a chance to think about him and what he's contributed. I would dare say a lot of people don't know younger folks. Well, I think because he has been prolific through his life, and he's had a pretty good long life, which, by the way, was very traumatic when he was young. His mother was a schizophrenic who suffered from all kinds of things.
Yes.
When he, imagine this, he was 7 years old, his mother was taken away in a straitjacket.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
He's dealt a lot with mental health in his life. And you think about his career, 7 decades. It's been 7 decades. He has, I think, nearly 30 Grammy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
He is
for things
a
like
legend.
The Thriller album. He was very close to Michael Jackson, produced a lot of the stuff that Michael Jackson got all the credit for. But he is, he really has a fine history, if you will. And because he's 90 years old, you know, you certainly pay attention. He's had some other problems, but good to know that he's still around. Quincy Jones in our focus here on the 19th, the Juneteenth, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, they found that 52.6% of dogs and 57.6% of cats are overweight or obese in the United States. The biggest concern with this issue is that 93% of dog owners and 88% of cat owners thought their pet was well within normal range. It's always a good idea to check with your veterinarian if you think your cat or your dog is overweight, because extra weight, just a couple of pounds on a small dog or a cat, can make major differences. For example, it can really make medical problems worse, like diabetes and arthritis. It's probably caused by exercising too little and feeding too much. Remember, dogs and cats need to have a good, healthy weight. When they become obese, it affects all of their joints. It affects all of their organs, just like ours. If you have any questions, check with your veterinarian. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What's up? It's a Target Trend Alert. New swim has just arrived, and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one-pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FR.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 4 people are dead after shootings in 3 different states. One person was killed and at least 20 others injured from a shooting at a Juneteenth celebration near Chicago. 2 people are dead and 3 others injured after a shooting near the Beyond Wonderful EDM Festival in Washington State. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is starting talks with leaders in China. Presidential hopeful Asa Hutchinson is urging fellow Republicans to back off from accusations that the Department of Justice is being weaponized. The former Arkansas governor said on ABC's This Week the GOP needs to go back to being the party of the, quote, rule of law. The Flash is the winner of this weekend's box office despite a disappointing performance. The DC film made $55 million over the weekend, however lower than the $70 million projections. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
What have I done? When will all my hopes so
kind of great Eric Clapton tunes. Music is so much a part of our lives. And we, because this is a talk program, there are a lot of people who do these and they don't think that there should be music included in the conversation. And I disagree with that and have all of the years I've been doing talk because we are talking about things that are important in our lives. That song and Father's Day and the spirit that goes with it certainly is important as anything over the last 3 or 4 days that we could engage our minds in. There are a couple of other tunes that for me actually are 3 or 4, so we'll take bits and pieces of all of them here as a reference before I kind of get off the horse and jump onto the bandwagon of June the 19th, the Juneteenth day, which we're celebrating today. There's a song that always affects me emotionally, and I'm not sure why, because it doesn't really tell the story of my father at all. But maybe it's just the way it was presented by a group around in the 1960s, I think late 60s, this song done by a group in Philadelphia called the Winstons. And many of you know, maybe you've had this song and you think, oh, when I hear it, it's one of those songs you don't know who they are, but when you hear the song, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So spin this one first.
Trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll call this man father.
Call him father.
I think I'll call him love.
Call him love.
Said I'm going to call him father.
Call him father.
I think I'll call the man love. Yes, I will.
Call him love.
He says education is a thing if you want to compete. Because without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man, and I don't know why. Except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him, and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard him say just the other day that if it hadn't been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I'm gonna call him father.
Call him
love. I've got to call him father.
So typical of the music that came out of Philadelphia. I don't know why it affects me as it does, but it always does.
It's
that?
A great song. I'm not familiar with that one. I love that.
You haven't
that.
Heard that song?
Oh,
you never
no.
heard that before? Oh, really? All right. Crank it up a little
that's
more.
That's great.
It's a great story. This is,
it came out actually
just as the Vietnam War started. It was a story of, and I think it was, excuse me, but I remember, it was inspired by a father went to the war and got killed. And so the mother had all these kids. What does she do with them? And this guy comes along and says, I love you. I love the kids. Let's go. That's kind of really what the story is all about. It's so typically pure in terms of the Philadelphia sound, which was emerging at that time. Out of it came the Spinners and the mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, a lot of that Philadelphia sound. All right, so that's that song. You can listen to that, get it on your computer, Jay, and listen to it. Your father will be impressed. All right? Now, a couple of other tunes that came basically in that era, early 60s. This fellow was in a television show, and I'm trying to remember what the name of it was. His name was Paul Peterson. A young kid like Ricky Nelson, they would be TV. I'm not sure which comes first, actually, him being a singer and then he gets onto the TV show, or gets onto the TV show and becomes a singer, because that's what happened with Ricky Nelson. This is Paul Peterson and another tearjerker called My Dad.
My dad, now here is a man. To me, he is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong. My dad, my dad.
Some of you have that. You know, maybe this is part of self-expression. All these songs, I guess, are songs that I wish would have applied to my relationship. When I become, you grow up and you think about it, you have the ability to reflect on some of the things that have happened in your life. And I think that's why these songs had a note with me, because I had other men in my life who were great mentors and taught me great lessons of life. There's still the blood thing. All right, here's another song this was out when, let me think, the beginning. This would have been, Merv Griffin was an actor, he was a host, he was a singer, he was actually a saloon singer. He started back in the late 40s and then developed into a personality. He had a great talk show, actually, for quite a long time. But this is the story he wrote for his daughter.
The man in my little girl's life, the man in my little girl's life, and keep ponytails.
story of a girl growing up in his life. And I think this happened. I can remember when my daughter was born in the early 70s. So, yeah. All right, anyway, that's a good song. Jay, do you know that one? You probably never heard that one either.
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
You probably haven't heard any of these, right?
Most of them. Just the last two I haven't.
Yeah, right, okay.
The ones since I really liked.
Yeah, that's a great song. All right, today is also Juneteenth. The official website of this event, the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery, and it only became it wasn't a federal holiday until this
very
year.
Very recently.
Yeah.
I believe 2020 was when Biden made it a federal holiday, but it's been a holiday for a very long time, just not enough people were familiar with it. And now it isn't. It is a very important holiday to recognize.
I wonder why it hasn't taken hold until now, because it is important. You and I had this conversation on Friday about me thinking I have my same old uncluttered, unfettered look at holidays, and we have too many of them, I think. But the important ones, like the things that sort of are earmarks, if you will, page marks in our history, and this is one, certainly the emancipation of the slaves. The story of the trouble that black people have had, not only in this country, but around the world. The whole business of slavery and how that started. It's been around for so many millennia. At the time of Jesus, they were slaves. And before that, there are even more. Actually, you go back in time 3,000-4,000 years, and nobody, people who were in power thought nothing of taking power away from other human beings and making them slaves. It goes back to the Roman era. It goes back further than that, frankly. So, fast forward to today, because that's why this is important. It has, the history of the day. That's why I think schools should stay in session until at least this week, so they can take this day and use it in all kinds of ways. I thought some of the best lessons I taught when I was in taught school for 4 years as an English teacher, a speech teacher, I would connect with the history and the social studies teachers, and we would write and work things through, even vocabulary of slavery, teaching people historically, youngsters, and this is junior high school kids, about the words that go with slavery, the way the slaves talked, and what does the word emancipation, for example, mean? And what can you write about that? What, you can use it, whether it applies to this day or other things in terms of freeing oneself from something or freeing, in this case, all these human beings. They're human beings. That's the thing that's, so anyway, the call for the national holiday, has been recent. As you said, Jay, kind of wonder why, because the Civil Rights Act went back to the 60s. And Martin Luther King, before he was killed, it was in the 60s, actually 63, when he, a lot of people think it was on his birthday, but it wasn't. I Have a Dream, that speech, which is probably his most famous. At any rate, you go back to a lot of the things that have led to this day, a federal day, all of offices closed, no banks are open today, I don't think. Regular businesses to be open, but anyway, it's something to hold in your head. What did you learn? My question would be, maybe this is a good social media question for our folks listening, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. What is your experience? Maybe this is a better question. How is June the 19th, Juneteenth as it's called, relative to you? What do you remember? What does it hold in terms of values? And if it doesn't hold anything, you can say that. It's okay. It seems unusual, but that would be, it's up to the individual. But it's quite shocking when you look back at the history of black people, not just in our country, but around the world. The Jews were enslaved. certainly. People who were different, the coolies, the Chinese who were enslaved when we were building the western part of the United States. We've got a lot of blemishes. For a great country, we become great, some people say, and I think I buy this, frankly, on the backs of others who never have really received the credit. We credit the people who came up, like Carnegie, MacArthur. We look back at the Industrial Revolution, the people who created banks, and you know, that those are the people that we look at as being the creative leaders, but they really aren't. I mean, they're there, but these other people who are nameless and faceless, who did all the work, the physical work often, of building the country, are not acknowledged. So, excuse me, I think that's an important thing, frankly. I was looking at, I have piles on my desk, Jay, when we put together things that I want to talk about on the program. And I was remembering the story, I think it was Thursday or Friday, we were talking about this woman who woke up during her wake. She was awake during her wake,
yes,
but she was inside the coffin.
Life.
Yeah. She's no longer with us. She did die. She was knocking on her coffin. She was in intensive care. And so she has passed away. And I think maybe just the question of what in the world. She had a stroke, apparently, and was in intensive care. And then, you know, she supposedly died and didn't. And there were, you know, you,
and the
I can't help
family
but
family to lose the one twice.
Yeah, I know. That's really the bottom line here. Under the circumstances, kind of a strange reality. But then there are a lot of those in life. And we can talk about lots of them as we always do here on Good Day, 48 after the hour.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 53 after the hour, Monday, the 19th of June. How do you do? This is the Good Day program with Jennifer. No, Jennifer's not here yet, right?
Before we know it.
You know, it's really a habit. Jennifer has been on the longest, and so every once in a while, when I start to say you, your name, Jennifer almost comes out because it, again, is like habit. Jay Kirshner is my new habit. She's here on the Good Day program. With a focus on food, farm, and family. The website is foodfarmfamily.com. I was looking, as we understand that the 4th of July is only like 2 weeks and 2 days away or something like that, which is mind-boggling in and of itself. All the grilling going on. I don't grill because it's mostly the thing, you know, we've been talking about Omaha Steaks and all the great things that come from them over the past 3 weeks in preparation for Father's Day. One of the things that came in one of the boxes that I had no idea about, I don't know, maybe you do, Jay, that when you're grilling a burger, always place an ice cube on the top of it. Did you know that?
That's one of the things. On the top of the burger?
Yeah. You should put an ice cube on your burger. Well, it supposedly makes the meat cook more evenly. As much as anything else. I don't know what there is in that. But it doesn't, you know, sometimes, depending on how hot the grill is, this is not something that you would put in the frying pan if you were cooking a hamburger in a frying pan. But apparently the way the heat is, it's uneven oftentimes on these grills. And so this, as the ice melts, it penetrates through all of the burger and keeps it from cooking too fast. So there you go, folks.
If you tried to know.
Yeah, there you go. All right, other good things to know when it comes to recalls. Today, Frito-Lay issuing a recall of Tostitos Avocado Salsa Jar. Say this again, Doug, quickly. Salsa Jar Dips. Tostitos Avocado Salsa Jar Dips may contain undeclared milk allergens. Those with an allergy to milk run the risk of serious allergic reactions if you consume these Tostitos Avocado Salsa products. So, you bring it back to the store. And this, I would say, virtually sells everywhere. This would be on every supermarket shelf in every city, every town, every place in America. You would find these Frito-Lay Tostitos. Would you agree that it would be pretty much
they
everywhere?
Are very popular.
Yep. All right. So that's one you bring back to the store. Okay. Here's another voluntary recall. The Sunwave brand mini fruit jelly cups have been sold. Again, you would find these pretty much everywhere. The mini fruit jelly cup from Richin Trading Company of Alhambra, California. These things have got different flavors. Mango is one of them that is probably their most popular. I've eaten these. I quite like them, frankly. I like these little jelly cups sometimes. About the same size as a little yogurt cup.
Oh, smaller. Much smaller.
Are they smaller?
That's the interesting thing about this. The ones that they're recalling, they're the mini fruit jelly cups, because they're a choking hazard, because the packaging itself is so small.
It's a
quick little single serving thing.
Yeah.
And it is so small that it is a choking hazard, and little kids are getting a hold of it and choking.
So wouldn't you have thought somebody, the product developer for this company, would have been smart enough to figure that out? These people, some of them are so dumb. This is common sense, right? Wouldn't you say?
And this is a food product, but there are even children's toys that often get recalled because of choking hazards or strangling hazards. And sometimes it's just one of those things that you don't know it's a possibility until it actually happens.
Hmm.
And then it's too late. It's even happening one time is one too many times.
I don't know. I just think when I look at it and you think, okay, hello. Be like giving your dog something that he or she could choke on as well. All right, anyway, so this is Sunwave brand mini fruit jelly cups. Bring them back, get your money back, and charge them $25 for your time. The month of June, I was talking, we had Farmer's Market at our farm yesterday. You ever, people, when they hear me talk about the farm, ever want to go check it out? It's Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, Eastley, EastleyFarm.com. You'll see, for example, yesterday at Farmer's Market, we had some of the local farmers for the first time. It's very hard this year to find strawberries, and so we found this farmer who has some strawberries. I was out in Western Mass on Saturday, and I was looking for some strawberries out there. The ones who had them, the people that are wholesaling them, the farmers that are wholesaling them, they pick them as, you know, they, at first light they're out picking them, and by mid-morning they're all gone. Because everybody wants them and nobody's got them. So the wet June has stalled the fruit season for a lot of people. Not only corn, some of the corn guys are telling me that they're not going to have any corn until the 1st of August, which is unheard of. Normally it's the first corn's around the week of July 4th. So all that because...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.